Maneater. Eat the people, save the world.
Hey everybody, welcome to Workforce Gaming. I'm Brad, here with Doug.
Fate.
We are here to talk about Maneater.
Why?
Because it's 2023 and this game came out 4 years ago.
It's and it's the time everywhere. In between now and Rebirth and Infinite Well.
that's honestly what it was. Is actually like we redid some of our basement, so I was reorganizing my shelves and I found my copy of it and went, huh.
Oh, you own a physical copy of
Oh,
why?
So weird story. My wife hates video games. But yes. Loves like scary shark movies and saw like commercials for this and was like,
oh no,
do you have that? I was like, no,
like, so
we should
funny.
Get that. I'll actually play that with you. And she literally plays like maybe 2 hours of video games a year, would be being very generous.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got this, played it for half an hour. She's like, this, I don't like this. I was like, yeah, I know. So I played the first 30 minutes of it like 3 years ago. And then having seen there, I was like, we've passed the like point of like you ever touching this with me. So
that makes more sense because like this doesn't seem like a game that you would like at all. Like absolutely not.
It's okay. So it's one of those games, like you said, I'm in that point where it's like, okay, Infinite Wealth comes out pretty soon. Like,
yeah.
Rebirth's coming out. Lots of big games. I just want to play something small and simple.
Sure, sure.
And I was like, okay, looked it up. 5 to 10 hours to beat. Perfect. All right, let's just put it in and see if it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, apparently I own it on PS Plus because I went to put my disc in. It's just like, oh, it's downloading. Oh, okay, cool, done.
Well, that's why you said you had a physical. I was like, why do you have a physical copy? Yeah, because I have it for PS Plus. I played for 10 minutes. And said, not for me. And
then I do think it's free like everywhere at some point in the past 3 years. Yeah. So you probably have a copy of it somewhere.
Yeah.
But anyway, I actually had a really good time with it.
Really? Oh, that's funny.
it's a perfect like 6 hour game.
Sure.
And it reminds me a lot of like Darksiders, The Darkness, like Alpha Protocol. I'm just looking at my shelf at like these weird like small tier games that are like, you know what, you had an idea and you just ran with it for a bit.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
Those are
very
quality.
Good games.
those games, much higher quality.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah. It's got that.
It had an idea and ran with it, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Okay. Like, and it was, again, I think my final time was like 6 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic length. It's like just weird enough and unique enough that it holds your attention for that much. It's simple. It's straightforward. You just hit R2 to chomp on things. You hit L1 to swing your tail at stuff. Done. Nothing else past that. That's it. Go explore the ocean. Done. I'm not going to sit here and pretend this is a good game. It's not. It is a very, very okay game that was just the perfect timing type thing. Like there is I feel like any other time I would have put this in, I would have played like an hour and been like, okay game.
I remember playing a little bit, like I couldn't like figure out like what is this game. Like I get you're like a shark and you eat people and so, like but you're kind of a good guy but not real. It was very confusing. I just remember being very confused.
So the premise of Maneater, which is very important to know. It opens on a like, I don't even know if they're still on. They were a huge, like, 10 years ago, like, Discovery Channel, like, reality show on a boat. Like, Deadliest Catch, I think, was the big one. I don't know the other ones. But, like, it's like, oh, yeah, we just watch these people fish. It's focused on this shark hunter. He catches your mom, kills your mom. You jump off the boat but bite his hand off on the way out. And it is literally a story of you going to hunt down this guy and this guy hunting you, both of you destined for revenge against each other.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
So it is very goofy. Chris Parnell does the narration through the whole thing, who's on SNL for a long time. Yeah.
That's cool.
Does way too much narration.
Okay.
Does 90% unfunny narration.
is it sincere or is it just like
it is like tongue in cheek as hell. It is
is he giving like a voice performance or is he just collecting a check? Do you know what I mean?
50-50.
Okay, sure.
50-50. Yeah. Like it's that's a lot of what this game is. It feels like it's like 50-50. It's like,
sure.
Maybe he was, but I think maybe he was kind of into it at the time and some lines, maybe. But it's one of those where it's too much. It's trying hard to be funny the whole time because it is this weird reality show where like, oh yeah, like Pete's coming back to get you and he's got a bigger boat, and then you go and you break his bigger boat and he gets all disfigured, and you're like, oh man, I'm gonna get you next time, shark. And it's like that type of thing, and it's very weird. There are bounty hunters that show up that all have their own weird, like, unique, quote unquote, like, goofy personality. It's just an odd game. I think it was one of those things where it was simple, it was odd, it was quick, and it just kept propelling me forward. Just like, I've only got to have like 2 more hours left. Like, it has a status bar at the top. I played it. I think I would have turned it off, but after 2 hours, I think I was at like 40%. I was like, that's well, so funny. At this point, I might as well just keep going.
Yeah.
But
I mean, is it like mixing stuff up as you're going along, or no? Is it just like, oh, really? It's just the same. I mean, it can't just be like level one over and over and over again.
Well, so
it just,
it's an open world game.
Oh,
so you start like in a bayou. And then, you're a little shark, like, just swimming through, like, these little narrow canals. And then you end up at, like, the docks of this city. And then you end up by a SeaWorld place. And then you end up, like, in the deep, deep ocean for your final encounter. So, like, your shark grows as you go through there. You start out as a baby shark. You end up as, like, this big mammoth shark. And you kind of grow. Every time you get, like, 5 or 10 levels, you go back to your little, like, hideout. And your shark evolves into the next bigger size.
Mm-hmm.
It has a little bit of like some RPG elements with like, you can, when you kill bounty hunters, you unlock a different type of thing. So your shark gets all these like weird little like stat boosts and everything else. Mine by the end was like half super armor, half electric. Like, it's very odd.
Okay.
So like when you dodged, it like set off like an electric thing that would like stun all the other fish around you.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. I feel like I don't think anybody should go out and buy this game. I do think if you happen to have it on PS Plus and you just need something to kill a few hours, you should probably just try it for a little bit.
Because if you need to go with like a few weeks, fill a few weeks of a podcast.
That actually was not in my mind until I got like 3/4 of the way through. I was like, well, I should just play the last hour. Because if I play the last hour, then we can do a review of the podcast.
That is the one thing we do try to do. It's like we have to be the game.
I have to finish the game if we're going to talk about it. Yeah. I mean, the open world loop is literally like you go in. There's like you need to kill all of this many dolphins in this area, this many turtles, or this many of this many humans. And then you can have to kill the apex predator of that one, which is like a hammerhead shark, but it's all scarred up and like clearly is like all deranged. And you got to go kill that thing. And then you complete like 40% of that area. And then whoop, now you open the tunnel to the next area. And it's just that over and over again. So it's repetitive. Combat literally is like just mash R2 as much as you can to like go on things. And it is what it is. It is a very odd game. It's a very okay game.
Like, does this make you interested in stuff like Goat Simulator and those other games? Because it's like a genre. It's like that, which we haven't really ever talked about or really done. I've played like a little bit of Goat Simulator, but we never really talked about that kind of like, I don't like,
plays the weird animal.
Plays a weird animal, sandboxy kind of thing.
I tried Goose Game and I didn't like it.
Oh, okay.
That's the only other one I've tried. I think with this, like, it has enough, like, bare bones of, like, this is a structured game. And in my mind, are all very much, like, just, like, I walked around as a goat and I ate grass. It's like, no, this has, like, a plot. This has cutscenes. It has a, it has a clear path of what I'm supposed to do. It has a clear path of what the next step is. I've got my bars to fill up. I've got my progress meters. I've got a clear goal in mind the whole time. And I think that separates it a little bit from those in my mind where it's, like, Goose Game, I just remember, like, do I just honk at people? Like, what am I doing here? Yeah. Like, this felt like, hey, what if we made Grand Theft Auto, but you were a shark?
Gotcha.
Like, it just has that very much like that knockoff feel of like, what if you just made an open world, but you're just swimming around, you're eating fish, you're eating people. By the end, your shark can breathe far enough that you're like jumping out of the water and like going climbing the stands of SeaWorld to eat the people in the top row. Cool. Like, it's got weird it's little moments that do stick out like that. It's just, it is an odd little game, and I enjoyed my time with it, but see if you have
your mileage may vary sort of thing.
What?
Your mileage may vary.
Very, very much. I would not fault anybody for turning this game off 10 minutes in.
Sure.
I would probably charge you harder for finishing this game than I would for turning it off 10 minutes in. It's just a fun game to mess around with for a minute. You got 5 hours, check it out. But we are Workforce Gaming. Subscribe to our, leave a comment below. Subscribe to our channel. You can support us on Ko-fi at the link below. We'll see you later.
Bye.